Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. Dan is now sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And we do have a caller on the line right now, Clinton in Milwaukee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, aloha to all of you at Republic, too. I heard you mention recall a moment ago, so it spawned my call. I want to ask you and everybody listening to recall our favorite movie, The Godfather, when they pulled up that head picture of The Godfather and the next tier down of all the captains and so on and so forth, the tree forming all the little guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rudolph Giuliani drafted the RICO laws, okay, to go after the Italians. What I found out was I got really angry. I thought, why isn't the Republicans using RICO to prosecute the Democrats, because basically that party is an organized criminal organization, and as is the GOP, if you think about it this way. But the point is, what I learned, nobody can bring a RICO act against anybody unless the Attorney General agrees, and that means you-know-who.
Yes.
So that's a fruitless endeavor. And here in Wisconsin, for example, to his benefit, our current Governor Walker signed legislation to have citizen panels oversee these police murder squads that are going on all over the United States. So we're not going to have unbridled police shooting somebody in the back 30 times claiming that they were afraid and so on and so forth without that being reviewed by a citizen panel. That's basically what we're going to have to do, but we're not going to get that so we decide to use the Second Amendment to take it back. That's just about all I have to say, because we'll never be able to use the law to our advantage when the criminals are the ones that are in power, presuming to uphold the law.
Well, basically, you need to understand, when the United States was first started, the idea was it was a nation of laws that applied to everybody equally, up to and including the president. But as the system becomes corrupted, the law, basically, instead of becoming a guideline for society, they become weapons that are used between warring parties.
Exactly.
And part of the power of the Attorney General is to basically say that he's handing out the get-out-of-jail-free cards to say, no, we're not going to prosecute this, no, we're not going to prosecute that. So the law is not being applied equally to all parties. It's being applied to those who are enemies of the current power elite.
Now, we couldn't agree more. However, what we have is a duopoly. Each party is essentially the same in covering each other up. So we have to do something to break that up. The closest thing that I've heard is that some people suggesting that we need to amend the Constitution, but that's scary as all hell, because you know what would happen if it wasn't involved with us, if we let them do it.
Well, obviously, we don't want the government rewriting the Constitution, because the government is going to rewrite it to basically suit themselves. And, you know, apparently they've already got a template drawn up where the Second Amendment says only the armed uniformed thugs of the government are allowed to have guns anymore. A new constitutional convention has to be a gathering of delegates selected from among the people. And if it happens, by the way, I volunteer for no other reason than to go in and throw cold water on darn foolishness out there. Absolutely the possibility of a new constitutional convention being hijacked by the money junkies and by Israel, it is a very, very real concern. On the other hand, we certainly cannot continue. We will not be able to continue going on the way we are. It's headed for a crash. And it may just simply be better to let it crash and then pull back and say, yeah, we're going to have a new constitutional convention, but none of the old government are allowed to participate. That certainly would be my first requirement for a new constitutional convention, is the government, is the former government and the former money junkies and the former power players are absolutely banned, with two exceptions, Cynthia McKinney and Ron Paul. I would gladly welcome them into a new government that's formed on this land.
A lot of those opinions are held by a lot of us, including the impending crash. The issue is, I think, basically that the people are at an impasse. We're held powerless. They have this system set up so that you're damned if you do and you're damned if we don't. And the only alternative is this crash. But I also believe that we're not going to come out of the other end. I believe that some man put it like this. He said that the 19th century was the century of Europe and the UK. The 20th century was the rise of the United States, and the 21st century belongs to China. And I believe that foreign powers are going to come in at that point in time when we're our weakest and make their selves be known. One way or the other.
I would disagree on that last one. I agree with the premise that the 21st century is going to be centered around China because it's a manufacturing powerhouse, agricultural powerhouse. They know how to run a country. They've been doing it for thousands of years. They're not going to need to have to come into the United States and do anything. They're just going to sit back, watch the United States government and Wall Street destroy what used to be the greatest nation on earth. They'll probably have some vodka and popcorn or whatever it is the Chinese have for snack foods, and just sit back and laugh at how the U.S. government has done it to itself. It is the U.S. government that wants to find somebody to blame all of this on, because those people in Washington, D.C. are not the sort of people who can take responsibility for their bad decision-making or the corruption. They're desperate to find somebody to blame the coming crash on. Oh, it's Russia, it's China, it's Iran, it's those gosh darn Syrian, Iranian, Chinese, Russian hackers, it's whatever. They're desperate to find a scapegoat. And again, the reason for this push to an outright full-on world war is based on prior history, where every time the U.S. government and the bankers get into this mess, they get into a world war to get out of it, or at least distract from it. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, the United States has already invaded or bombed 17 countries, plus nobody knows how many countries the U.S. is trying to covertly overthrow the government in right now. They're basically relying on history that if they can get a big bang and this, we're already in World War III. Just nobody's really recognizing it yet. But once they can get there, the U.S. government is operating on the theory that once that war is really going, we, the American people, will forget all about IRS harassment, Benghazi, NSA spying, and the rest of it. We'll salute the flag and fling our babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets. And it's not going to happen, because Americans today are very, very different in terms of their awareness and their mindset and their trust of the government than was the case back in Big Mistake Number 1 and Big Mistake Number 2.
You know, again, we're all on the same page, but I didn't mean to necessarily literally imply that China was going to put boots on native soil here. They won't have to do that, as you suggest. And the thing is that if we're that unstable, which we will be, and if the rest of the world doesn't go on to play the game, which appears to be the case in a lot of circumstances showing up at this point in time, we will still need dependence on China, Soviet Union, Russia rather, other nations for all kinds of trade and stuff just to coexist. Otherwise, how could this nation run at all?
I disagree. Global trade was encouraged by the money junkies because they could sit astride those lines of communication, the shipping crews.
One point of contention here. How are we going to make a tire if we don't get rubber? We don't have any rubber trees in Florida, you know. So I think you're incorrect in that.
They don't have any rubber trees in either China or Russia either. I mean, you're kind of blending the issue. I'm not saying that we won't need to buy and acquire resources from other parts of the world for certain products, but I think, you know, certainly contrary to the globalist agenda, I think we need to look at becoming more self-sufficient here. Now, we have to take a break for commercials, so I got to let you go. And when I come back, I'm going to basically explain something about the global economy and the New World Order. We'll be right back after these commercials.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero. Maybe I'd pray, you know. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to Mike when he opens your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero. Maybe I'd pray, you know.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones, and they are loaded up here right now, I want to talk about global trade. It is organized not always to be the most cost-effective, but to be the most controlling. In fact, one of the stated positions of the push for global government was to divide the entire planet into regions and compel these regions to focus all their effort on just one area of endeavor. This region would be all about agriculture. This other region would all about be about manufacturing machinery like cars. This other region would be into high technology electronics. And the reason for that is each of these regions would not have the ability to be self-sufficient any longer. They would be dependent on the constant ebb and flow of traded goods around the globe, all under the control of the money junkies. Remember, dependency is slavery. Now, I think the way that we get away from this New World Order global government nonsense, I think humanity would best be served by an earth covered by a couple of thousand small, little, tiny countries, each taking care of their own as much as possible. Yes, there would be trade, but it wouldn't be mandated and orchestrated to try and create greater dependency of the individual nations. There would simply be too many of them. We don't have to go to China for our electronics. It's encouraged because those that control those shipping lines make money off of that. And by keeping us dependent on that flow of goods coming into the big box stores, we, the American people, can be controlled, even though it is provably harming the local U.S. economy, because what is good for the economy isn't the agenda. Dependency and control is what they are after. We're going to go back to the phones here. Tony in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to ask you a question about the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that they issue their note as a loan at interest?
It is.
I mean, how current?
Well, it's done basically any time. Well, first of all, any of the member banks that borrow currency from the Central Federal Reserve do so at interest. When the U.S. government needs money, the Treasury Department will print up a Treasury bond, just ink and paper out of thin air, send it over to the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve will create out of thin air on a computer or ink and paper the equivalent volume of currency and send it back to the government. It's a double shuffle to sort of hide the fact that all of this is legalized counterfeiting. But all U.S. currency first enters circulation as a loan at interest. And as it passes from hand to hand, from employer to employee to grocery store to warehouser to fuel, whatever, it is accruing interest to that private central bank. We fought a revolution to break free of that kind of predatory banking, only to be sold back into that slavery by a corrupted Congress and a corrupt president 100 years ago.
Well, thanks, Mike. I did look at their website, and they said that they were a non-profit, private, non-profit, public, I think, institution is what they said.
Well, they can say that, but the reality is that it is a privately owned central bank. Alan Greenspan has said they are answerable to no federal government authority, and if they were a non-profit, public bank doing a public service, why are they fighting tooth and nail against an audit all these years?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, thanks, Mike. That explains it for me.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Peter in Las Vegas. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Michael. I just wanted to make a couple points about the RICO statutes, which I think the earlier gentleman called was right. They have to be okayed for use by the Attorney General, who, by the way, himself, the RICO statutes ought to be used against. But it would be ideal to use them against the Federal Reserve. That's probably the only way to bring them down. It's about the only way a president could do it, if we had a president that wasn't completely in lockstep with them like we have now.
Let me interrupt you here for just a minute, because Congress has the ability at any time to rescind the charter of the Federal Reserve. Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve is very, very generous in supporting members of Congress for re-election, so they're not likely to do that. But under the terms of the original charter, Congress can rescind that charter at any time, and all they have to do is pay back to the Federal Reserve that original $1 billion that the Federal Reserve, you know, gave to the government to kick this whole thing off. And, of course, these days, $1 billion just isn't really a whole heck of a lot of money anymore. Congress could do it. But, you know, Congress is afraid of the Federal Reserve. The president has the authority to issue a debt-free currency from the Treasury. But the last president who tried to do that wound up shot dead in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas, November 22nd, 1963. Presidents who stand up to the bankers, bad things happen to them.
Happened from Congress, and we both know why. And the only way it would happen will never come from Obama. I also think that, frankly, APEC ought to be looked at for ECO statutes as well. But they're simply owned. There are 307 co-sponsors to the audit the Fed bill for Ron Paul, and even with 307 co-sponsors, it didn't see the light of day in the Congress.
No, so, the Federal Reserve implied that if there was a full audit ordered. Now, they agreed to a small, limited audit where they would come out and say, see, everything is good. They certainly are adamant that nobody's going to audit the gold down in that vault in New York. They wouldn't even let Germany come over and just look at it. So, that's that whole situation. But back when Ron Paul was pushing for a full audit of the Federal Reserve basically came out and said, if you do this, we guarantee the U.S. economy will crash.
Right, and that's when they had that mistake that dropped the Dow 1,000 points, remember? It'd been a couple of hours, nobody ever heard anything. They said it was a clerical error on entry.
It was a warning shot.
But it will never happen. It'll either be a revolution, Mike, or it will be a president that somehow gets through the vetting process and uses the military and the RICO statutes against both the Federal Reserve and APEC, frankly.
I don't see the second one happening. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're almost at a commercial break. I don't see the second one happening at all. There is another alternative, and that is the Federal Reserve could simply collapse because they can't print their way out of this mess any longer. And if it all comes crashing down, it'll take the federal government with it, and we, the American people, need to be ready to stand up and say, okay, we're going to hit the reset button on the country, all of the old political leaders are out, we'll pick all new political leaders, and we're going to have this list of objectives for the new government. And rule number one is no private central bank. Rule number two, no private central bank. Rule number three, no private central bank. And we'll sort of work out the rest of the details after that. Okay, he dropped. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can squeeze David in Boston in real quick before the commercial break. David, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, aloha, Michael. Hey, I enjoyed your interview with David Cole yesterday, Michael.
Thank you.
Michael, the reason they have to push, the reason the establishment has to push the hoax, I call it the hoax at any cost. The hoax at any cost.
I love it.
Yeah, the hoax at any cost, and they have to demonize Germany and Hitler and on and on, because otherwise they'd have to admit that Roosevelt administration committed the greatest act of treason in American history by aligning himself with Joe Stalin and the communists. Just imagine if he hadn't allied himself with the communists. There'd be no communist China. There wouldn't have been any Korean War. There wouldn't have been a Vietnam War. There wouldn't have been Hungary.
I'm not sure that's for certain. In any event, David, I'm going to have to let you go for our commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to respond to some of the things that you said, okay? And
okay,
we'll be back
Michael,
after.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I've gotten a lot of response to David Cole's interview on my radio show. Not all of them filled with obscene words. I know there's a lot of reason people are wondering, why are they still propping this up after all this time, you know, and given how many of the aspects of that official Holocaust narrative have already been completely discredited by modern scientific analysis. And you can say it's to prop up this agenda or that agenda. I think it's really, it's more a case of inertia because they've always supported that Holocaust myth. And I think probably the vast majority of people still trying to protect that myth are doing so out of their own sense of self-preservation, because if the people of planet Earth are all of a sudden aware that that whole story has been a hoax all along, it destroys what little remains of the credibility of the corporate media and every single government that propped it up. Remember what I said before, in politics there are two kinds of secrets. There are the little tiny secrets that are the fodder for campaigns, mudslinging, back and forth. You know, did Governor Christie deliberately shut down the bridge? That one can be explored and analyzed and talked about without threatening the system as a whole. Then you have the big secrets, the ones that if they come out, destroy the legitimacy of the entire government. The Kennedy assassination, U.S. and Israel being behind 9/11. And the same is true of this Holocaust story. They've been beating it into our skulls our entire lives. And if it's exposed as having been a hoax to politically support the creation of the State of Israel on Palestinian land, you know, at this point, everybody is saying, we can't believe anything these people say anymore. So I think they're trying to defend that story more out of a concern about what might happen today than protecting something that happened 50, 60 years ago. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Lori in Detroit. Aloha, Lori. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Lori, are you there? She dropped. All righty. By the way, I stand corrected on this issue. China does have rubber trees. So does Central America. And as I said, a world of 1,000 or 2,000 little nations mostly taking care of themselves and preserving their independence, there's still going to be global trade. Because there's always been trade. I want that colored rock over there. You want this. We'll find something to trade. Peace through commerce rather than wealth through conquest. That's the new model. I know it's not popular in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street right now. They want it all. They want the money to come to them, and they don't want to have to give anything back for it. That's the new. That's the fascist model here. Apparently, the U.S. government is now concerned that Bitcoin is a potential terrorist threat. Actually, the only thing Bitcoin and other currencies are a threat to is the monopoly held by the Federal Reserve, that you can only use their brand of ink and paper or their brand of computer data borrowed at interest from them. And if you're using some other kind of currency or barter, they don't get their piece of the action. And that's why they're sending out their button men, their enforcers, to go over and say, you got to give us a piece of the action or something bad going to happen to you. Which is what they're telling to you who want to use alternative currencies, and what they're telling to the rest of the world who want to drop that whole Bretton Woods agreement. You know, we don't get our piece of the action, something bad going to happen to you. All right, I want to skip on down my talking points because we're running a little bit out of time here. Little mention that this coming Friday, May 9th, is Dump Monsanto Stock Day, and they will be in a lot of company. The markets have closed, and the Dow Jones number is down 129, which is enough where people are definitely going to notice. But some of the other indices took a real drubbing. The NASDAQ biotech index is down 15%. Facebook down 16%. Social media ETF, SOCL down 23%. Twitter lost half its value. Amazon down 25%. This may be the beginning of the big kaboinga that we have been expecting. Alrighty, let's see. Skipping on down here. Alright, here's the story I wanted to get to before the end of the show here. Over at The Guardian, they're reporting that Barack Obama is going to make the change for human-caused global warming to weather forecasters. Obama has signed up for 8 interviews with TV meteorologists to defend the latest U.S. government report saying there's human-caused global warming, it's carbon dioxide, you got to pay a carbon tax. And we know what this is all about. Obamacare's real purpose was to produce $200 billion a year in brand new profit to the health insurance companies that wrote the Affordable Care Act and lobbied it into existence. That hasn't worked. Even if you believe the official U.S. government claim that 8 million people have signed up for Obamacare, at least one-third of them haven't even paid the premiums, and therefore they don't have insurance. But even if you believe that number, 8 million, it's still only 2% of the American population. So now Obama is not going to get his windfall of tax revenues from Obamacare. What's he do? Carbon tax, global warming, we got carbon tax. And which is weird because the official U.S. government excuse for why the economy ground to a halt in the first quarter of 2014 was the harsh cold winter. And so they're out there, and I told you, last autumn when we had that early snow that killed all the cattle, and I said, we're going into a record-setting winter, and we did. And I told you, when we got into the spring thaw, Obama was going to come back pushing global warming and a carbon tax, and he's there right now. And the propaganda is cranking up in the corporate media. This was over on Yahoo.com. The pause in global warming comes served with unwelcome side dishes. And here's the important point. In this article, they're admitting that this, what they're calling a pause, they're trying to say global warming is still continuing. It's just, it's on a break. You know, it's out back smoking a cigarette and having a beer, but it'll be back. But they admit in this article that these computer models that the carbon Nazis have been relying on didn't predict a pause, didn't predict the cooling, didn't predict the record-setting winter. And so what this article, paraphrasing loosely, is saying is that none of the dire predictions of snow-free winters or ice-free Greenland or drowning polar bears came to pass. Nobody knows why the world is getting colder. The computer models admittedly don't work, but trust us, human-caused global warming is real. So don't you dare complain when Obama hits you with that carbon tax. And that's what he's aiming for. He needs more of your money to prop up this failed government and banking system. And I have news for Mr. Obama. We do not have it. The money junkies got all the wealth of this nation in their pocket. And we know it's not enough to keep that pyramid scheme going any longer. It's going to crash. And all the carbon tax in the world isn't going to fix it. Kerry is out there saying that CO2 is the biggest threat in history. Actually, I think nuclear war with Russia trumps carbon dioxide. But they're back there pushing this thing. Kerry's out there saying CO2 is the biggest threat in history. Last August, it was Assad's chemical weapons are the biggest threat in history. And then, you know, back, you know, in the Bush administration, Saddam's nukes are the biggest threat in history. It's just constant, nonstop fear mongering. And we are getting numb. Now, even the IPCC admits there's been no global warming since the turn of the millennium. But their level of confidence that human-caused global warming is real is now up to 97%. My predictions are a total failure, and I believe in those predictions even more. Now, the carbon Nazis came out yesterday pointing at a new record high temperature of 102 degrees in Wichita. See, we told you it's getting incredibly warm. Until you look at where they took the temperature, right in the middle of the Wichita airport, sitting on tarmac, which is tends to make things warmer, and right in the middle of all these jet planes pouring out hot jet exhaust onto the temperature measuring station. That's how they got a record temperature that they could put on the news to say, see, those doubters of global warming were wrong. We have 102 degrees in Wichita at the airport. Now, where else in Wichita is 102 degrees? I'll bet you put a thermometer in the outflow from a jet engine, you're going to get really high temperatures. And we have documented how the carbon Nazis have their temperature measuring stations in the outflow from building air conditionings, which is warm. We have a photo of one of the official NOAA temperature measuring stations right next to a trash incinerator. This whole thing is a gigantic fraud. There is a record level of small earthquakes in Oklahoma. It is presumed fracking is to blame. And now they have issued an earthquake warning for Oklahoma to expect something somewhat larger. When was the last time you heard of an earthquake warning issued for Oklahoma? And still the fracking goes on apace. We got to take a break for some commercials here. When we come back, we're going to pick up on some of these other stories about education, Bitcoin, and the rest of it. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue.
Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. Lori in Detroit is back. Aloha, Lori. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. I just wanted to contribute to the conversation that you had earlier about global trade.
Yes.
Because it sounded like global trade was being used synonymously with global trade agreements. And I just wanted to say that we cannot allow the general public to believe that global trade and global trade agreements are the same thing, because they're not. Global trade is an industry that has existed in our country prior to us having a constitution as a colony existence. But the global trade agreements is something that came along later, and I think that is what has pretty much helped to erode our economy, because so many of the global trade agreements are geared towards big business, multinational corporations versus small business.
Okay, Laura, you raise a very good point, except you need to remember that before the American Revolution, this nation was effectively under the equivalent of a global trade agreement, because the American colonies were only allowed to use currency borrowed at interest from the Bank of England. That was King George III's Currency Act. The colonies were only allowed to buy their goods from companies in Great Britain, the British East India Company. That was the reason for the revolt for the tea in Boston Harbor, was that the colonies are being told, you may not buy your products from anywhere but what we tell you to buy. And by having that monopoly, the companies that were selling these products to the colonies could charge whatever price they wanted to maximize their profits. There was no competition allowed whatsoever. And that was King George III keeping the colonies dependent on Great Britain in order to enrich British companies and the Bank of England. And we fought a revolution to break free from that. That's why July 4th is called Independence Day. It's not Freedom Day or, hey, we kicked the British butt day. It is the day that the American colonies were allowed to decide for themselves who they would do trade with.
So, and that's what I'm referring to. We did live in a time where we could decide who we could trade with. But now, based on free trade agreements, not only are small businesses being hindered, but if the average person today decision that they wanted to trade with another country, if they were to go to the export.gov website, if they were to start the process, it is so raveled as a system. And that's the point I want to make, is that we need reform of the system, because it has been so convoluted so that the average person who should be able to freely trade if they want to are not able to, because the process...
You're correct. The system is skewed to favor the large corporations who have, you know, teams of lawyers who do nothing but sit there and fill out all this paperwork.
Exactly.
And it is designed to hinder small companies from competing with those large corporations.
Exactly.
One of the trade agreements that Obama's been pushing, the Trans-Pacific Partnership,
yes,
has slammed into a brick wall, because one of its provisions is that all the other countries signing this agreement agree to block all GMO labeling on food. Now, many of those nations, such as Japan, already mandate GMO labeling on food. And there's a huge resistance to this. And obviously, this particular provision of the Trans-Pacific Partnership was in there to help Monsanto and these other GMO companies push a product on a world that is rapidly becoming very concerned about the health and safety of these products. Some of these countries are already banning these products.
Yes, and not only that, I have not verified this, but I was told that the TPP also is a means for companies to usurp governments, and that's another problem. So, and I'm sure you've heard the statement that TPP is just NAFTA on steroids, but I just wanted to make the point about that, because I am advocating for global trade, but for small businesses, and I'm actually advocating for a new international terminal to be built on the East Coast in order to expand global trade for small businesses, because I think that's really where a lot of people need to address their attention.
Okay, well, I think we're more or less on the same wavelength here. There's always going to be trade. Trade with the next state, trade with the next country. But when you have these imperial governments constraining trade to enforce dependence, that's a bad thing. That's what King George III did to the colonies. That's what all these NAFTA and TPP are trying to do to the people of the United States of America, to Mexico, to Canada, the Pacific Theater. And obviously, people are saying there are reasons we should not go along with this. And like I said, Obama had a major failure trying to convince during his Asian pivot to get anybody to sign on to the TPP, between the GMO labeling provision and some very draconian requirements for the protection of online intellectual property. The other country said, really, this is not in our interest. And Obama is already out there trying to say, well, it was partly a success. The trip was partly a success, which means he got some discount sushi or something. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Lori, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. We're coming up on the top of the end of the show, actually. My goodness, how time flies when you're struggling to fix your video feed, which, by the way, is back up, and we'll be back tomorrow. We got the BAM user feed working during our commercial breaks. Now, getting back to the situation of Cliven Bundy, the issue has now blossomed away from his ranch in Nevada and has fired up activists all over the West, saying that the federal government has just gone on a massive land grab all over the nation. And apparently there is now some property up at Vail Lake that is coming into contention. Now, the way the government was set up, there is a provision in the Constitution called the Enclave Clause that says the federal government can only own the land underneath federal buildings and military bases. And the 10th Amendment says they can't take any more. The whole issue of public lands, when it was set up, placed those public lands under state control. The state has jurisdiction, not the federal government. So the federal government is acting outside the law and the Constitution on all of these issues. We know that the BLM is trying to grab 90,000 acres along the Red River in Texas. They're after this parcel in Vail Lake. And the American people are standing up and saying, no, this is not your land. You don't have jurisdiction. And the federal government is coming back and saying, you should do what we say because we've got the guns, which is what any criminal is going to tell you. Do what I tell you, even if it's illegal, because I've got the guns. And that's the state we've reached right now. We have a government, a federal government, that is enforcing its will by the threat of force of arms against the American people. And that is not what the United States of America is supposed to be. Definitely not. Now then, for you users of Windows XP, and that includes myself, all but one of the machines here are running XP. I've got one Vista machine that records my shows, podcasts, and I only have that because the previous owner got so fed up trying to deal with Vista, he just gave me the box. And I just use it as a data recorder for the shows here. As you know, officially, Microsoft cut off all support for Windows XP, trying to encourage us to buy Windows 7, 8, or whatever their next monstrosity they're about to announce, complete with all the latest and greatest NSA U.S. government backdoors. But it turns out they're actually still having to support Windows XP as far as security, because they had to come out with that update for Windows Internet Explorer. And that update came out supported for XP. So a lot of the components of Windows XP, Microsoft is still having to support. I miss the time where corporations would listen to their customers and say, let us sell the customers what the customers want to buy, which is keep on improving XP. But we live in a nation right now where the attitude of the corporations is, we don't care what the customers want. We will make them buy what we want to sell them, and we'll make sure it fails quickly so they have to buy another one over and over and over again. Over at Symantec, the information chief over there is basically saying that the level of cybercrime and hacking has reached a point where antivirus software in general is missing over half the attacks. And Symantec is now putting their focus on basically being reactive. As hacks are discovered, they will try and patch them. But trying to be proactive, they're up against, it's a losing battle. And remember, we now know that the FBI was encouraging and supporting hackers to carry out cyber attacks against targets, like whatreallyhappened.com. We're at the end of the show now, and I need to go out and run some errands. And we'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please support Republic Broadcasting. I cannot tell you how important it is that we stay on the air to get this information out to the American people. So we'll be back tomorrow, and aloha, America. Here. With financial